Hello and welcome to the Food for Kids podcast. I'm Joanne from The Foodies. On today's episode, I'm talking to Elsa McCarty from Little Nutrition about what age to start weaning your baby. I reached out to Elsa to talk about this after she put out a great Instagram post on the subject, which was really supportive and empowering to parents about their own ability to interpret the guidelines alongside their intuition about their child's readiness to eat solid foods. My kids are in their early 20s now, so it's a long time since I was weaning them. And like a lot of advice back then, the guidelines about weaning were really rigid. So we had quite a hard time when their kids didn't exactly conform to the rules. I wanted to ask Elsa what the best advice is nowadays for parents to try to decide when to introduce solids. And we had a really helpful chat about it, which is coming up now. So the 6 month guideline of when you should start introducing solid food, is that a guideline we should really stick to? How current is that? What do you think about that guideline?
Yeah, so it's a really interesting topic and it's something that I could talk about until the cows come home, because I think it really comes down to supporting people to be really intuitive with how they feed their babies. So the 6 month thing, that's the current UK guidance, and what the actual wording of that guidance is that most babies will be ready to wean at around 6 months, and some might be ready sooner than that, but that we shouldn't introduce solids to babies until they are at least 17 weeks. So for some people they will say, well, that means you have to wait until 6 months, and for some people they will think, well, that means between 17 weeks and 6 months most babies will be ready. So it's partly about how we even interpret that guideline. But the thing that I always come back to when I discuss this with the families that I work with in clinic or with colleagues, and definitely with people that I would interact with on social media, is that you could have a room full of babies that are 6 months old, exactly, according to the calendar, and they will all be very different. So in terms of their head strength, in terms of their hand-to-mouth coordination, in terms of even what gestational age they have been born at will make a difference. So I think sometimes when we're very hard and fast about that 6 month thing, we're making an assumption that 6 months is the right time for every baby, where the reality is that babies have totally different growth and development trajectories, and we really just need to be much more focused on individual babies, I think. And that's the problem with the really hard rule about 6 months, or when it's communicated to parents as if it's a hard rule, is that that starts to kind of override parents' intuition about, like, I can see that they're showing all these signs of readiness to wean, or I can see that they aren't yet ready. And the other thing that I often find really helpful as a reminder, both for myself and in discussion with parents as well, is that when we talk about a baby being born at term, we know that that means anything from 37 weeks of gestation, but we also know that many babies will be born at 42 weeks of gestation, and some even later than that. So you've already got a 5 week window of difference in the true weeks of age of that baby. Yet as soon as they're born, we're then saying, well, 6 months, that's exactly the right time that you should start weaning. And we kind of overlook that, well, that baby might be 4 weeks younger or 4 weeks older. And then I think also when we think about babies that are born prematurely, so before that full term 37 week mark, and we know that there's really varying degrees of prematurity. So again, when we talk about these really hard and fast rules around age of weaning, for parents who have had babies that have been born a little bit before term or very significantly before term, that can create a lot of challenge for them as well, because maybe they have a baby that developmentally is quite ready to start weaning by the time they're younger than 6 months of corrected gestation. So I think this is all why we need to take it back to looking at the baby as an individual and allowing parents to feel empowered to do that. Because I think often things are communicated to parents and to families as, like, if you don't do this, you're doing it wrong, or you have to wait till 6 months, and if you don't, I'm going to make you feel like it's really bad that you're doing something that I'm telling you isn't exactly the right thing to do. And I think what we really need to do is empower them and allow them to feel, I can wean my baby at the stage that's right for them. And that might be 5 months and 3 days, or it might be 6 months and 17 days or whatever. There's not a rule. There shouldn't be a rule. It shouldn't be about a calendar. It should very much be about the baby themselves and how ready they are.
That's really nice to hear, because, like, I think my family is a really good example of that, because our first child was actually quite premature because I had preeclampsia. So he was born at 34 and a half weeks. So you would expect him to be a child that should wean late, effectively, because he'd been born, you know, before he
his due date. And yet actually from about 4 months on, he was grabbing at food, wanting to eat food. You could tell he was very interested in it. And he had been a good sleeper and then started waking and crying and fussing in a way that really seemed to be linked to hunger cues way before 6 months. And yet obviously because he was prem and because the guidelines then were very strict, we really felt like we were doing the wrong thing by introducing anything before 6 months. Whereas my daughter was born at 42 weeks and she was really laissez-faire. So even with all the things that you're saying about gestational age, like the individual children are individual children. And it's I think it's nice that you're saying about empowering parents to kind of look at the cues of their own individual child. So what are those cues? What are the things that parents should be looking out for to try and put together a picture of their child being ready to wean?
Yeah, so I think, so using to a degree age as like a rough marker is probably helpful. So I would say probably from, you know, 4.5 or 5 months, you can start looking out for the cues, looking out for the signs. So definitely what's really important is really good head control. So a baby that's able to support the weight of their own head without needing help to do that. So they can very easily hold up their own head for good periods of time. They're not kind of flopping around or struggling to hold the weight of their own head. So you can hold them or sit them on your knee or something like that, and they have no problem with keeping their head upright. Ideally they should also be able to sit unsupported for a short spell of time. So you should be able to sit them like on the floor, and they should be able to hold themselves like that ideally. You also want to look for things like hand-to-mouth coordination. So that's things like putting toys, picking things up and purposefully putting them in their mouths, you know, starting to demonstrate that skill that they can move something from another place and put it in their mouth. That's really important. And then also loss of what we call the tongue thrust reflex. So any of us that have had babies will be familiar with that thing that they do where they push their tongues out of their mouth. And it might be when you start giving them food, it might be with other things that they sit and do this kind of pushing their tongue out of their mouth. And when they get to the stage of being ready to start weaning, they will start to lose that, which will allow them to keep food in their mouth. So if you start weaning a baby, and you perhaps are spoon feeding and you put a little bit of food in their mouth and they just very consistently push it back out again with that tongue reflex, that's an indication that they probably aren't quite ready yet. And you would then wait for a week and then try again and see if that started to go. So it's those sorts of sets of signs. Now, in terms of things like increased night waking or increased need for feeds on their own wouldn't be signs of readiness. So we wouldn't say the baby's getting hungrier, you should start weaning it, or the baby's waking up more at night, you should start weaning it. But it may very well be that in the context of those other signs of readiness, that those things will also correlate with that. And it's also important that whilst we talk about those signs of readiness, and ideally a baby showing all of those, there are absolutely circumstances where it's appropriate to wean a baby that maybe isn't quite doing all of those things. So they might have excellent head control, they might have really good hand to mouth coordination, they might have lost the tongue thrust reflex, they're engaged, they're interested, they're bringing things to their mouth, but maybe they can't quite sit up unsupported, but they're completely fine in a high chair when they're well secured in that. That might be completely fine. So it's again really individual. And I think when we have these kind of tick box rules, we potentially stop parents from doing what they feel and know is the right thing for their baby. But then there's also cases where there's additional reasons to start weaning in a baby that maybe isn't showing all of those signs of readiness. So I'm sure that listeners will have heard of things like starting weaning early because of severe reflux, or starting weaning early maybe because of growth concerns. Now, that all needs very individual assessment and advice from an expert pediatric dietitian or kind of medical team. And there's not a good evidence base that shows us that early weaning can help with reflux. So it's not kind of across the board advice, but absolutely there are individual cases where early weaning has made a huge difference and helped with really good outcomes for babies that have got reflux. So it's about being really individual. So but those are the key signs. So loss of the tongue thrust reflex, good head control, ideally sitting, and good hand-to-mouth coordination with intention. So not just when they accidentally hit themselves in the face with their little hand or something like that, but when they intentionally pick up a toy and bring it to their mouth and have got the skill and the coordination to do that, they would be the general signs of readiness that a baby is ready to start with some solid food.
And in the cases where you think that there might be some issue that means that they might need to wean early for that. You'd be looking at getting some expert advice.
Yeah, absolutely. So we need to be really careful because obviously there's risks with from a nutrition point of view. So we know that definitely for the first 6 months of life that breast milk is the optimum feed for babies. And if not that, then formula milk. So if we're reducing that in any way or changing to solids, we need to make sure, for example, that the solids that they have are really nourishing, that they're going to provide them with all the nutrition they need to continue to grow and develop well. Also things like choking risk we have to be really careful of, particularly in younger babies. So definitely it's something that I think individual support definitely from an expert pediatric dietitian would be really important in those sorts of cases.
So I found that chat really reassuring, and I'm always really pleased at how much the expert guidance now has become much more flexible and individualised. As I said in our conversation, although we read books about parenting and there were rules about different things in there, there wasn't much advice on the internet back then, and we just had to make up our own mind without anybody expert to work with. I love now that there are brilliant qualified professionals like Elsa and some of the other paediatric dietitians out there on socials, not just giving rules and guidelines, but also giving parents the information they need to be able to make their own judgments and decisions. Back then, we had well-meaning grandparents saying that if a child's hungry, we should give them solids regardless of their age, and then we had medical guidelines saying not to do anything before 6 months, whatever the child was doing. I loved that in that interview, Elsa gave us several different markers to look out for that aren't just about hunger cues and interest in food, but also about developmental markers to show whether they can handle the food safely if you choose to give it to them. I would have loved to have known those details when we were at that stage. If you want to know more about weaning or know someone who might, Elsa's got a new free ebook out called The Ultimate Guide to Weaning. And if you want a little extra help, she has a programme which might especially be useful for you if you're a family with any of the concerns she mentioned in the interview. I'll put links to both of those in the show notes, as well as her online masterclass for weaning and her Instagram feed. Her posts are really supportive and helpful. Please pass this episode on to anyone you know with a new baby so it can reach the people who need it most. And hopefully I'll see you on the next episode on Thursday. And in the meantime, happy eating.